Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
What's up? It's Obi, and want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the podcast. This is the meat and potatoes of our morning show, served up to you daily. So let's jump in, because it's a full plate.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Obi and Ashley in the morning. K92.3. Hey, by the way, about to get real up in here, right? By the way, thank you for affording us that opportunity, but I am a drummer, and the end of that song, wouldn't that be the best, right?
You're a drummer?
Yeah, that's the best for any...
Hey, I don't know.
Hey, there's a lot of things you don't know in here, you know?
This
Slater slaps the bass.
Yeah, we know that.
I used to. Yeah. Only when it's naughty.
So,
Ashley blows the bottles. She does the
No.
You can't do that.
Negative.
We did learn new things.
Yeah.
No, but being a drummer is fun at the end of any song where you're like
nice.
Simple. All right, well, there you go. You learned a little something right in the beginning of the show, as we have quite a show to give you, man.
Madness.
First, let's start off with K923's Country Cash Grab. This is something that we started 2 weeks ago, giving you money left and right, and on Mondays, especially with $5,000 every single time we give you that money. $5,000, we know that goes a long way. We know that at the end of the day, Garth Brooks tickets, yes, that's a memory to be made, but sometimes people got bills to pay, and sometimes you're in some real debt. So $5,000, we want to give you that right at 8 o'clock, and then some the rest of the day. But yes, icing on the cake, Ash.
Well, and a lot of people are like, oh, well, that's fine. I'll just buy these Garth tickets. Well, that's the thing.
No.
Like, even if someone wins them, they can't even turn around and try scalping them, because winners' names have to go onto like a background checklist. So if your name's not on that list from you winning tickets because you tried scalping them, guess what? You're not getting in. It is so tight with Garth's camp. So 6 a.m., if you haven't gotten the full rundown, which you probably haven't, 6 a.m. is when it all kicks off. Within every hour until 5 p.m., you're going to hear a Garth song, and that's when you call in to win your tickets. And just remember, there's only a certain amount of tickets that can be given away because it's at the barn in Sanford. Now that we're about a week and a half, just a few
Fire
days.
Marshal definitely has the heads up now. He's definitely prepared. City of Sanford's definitely prepared. But Ashley, like you said, basically what we want, let's just bring this down to the nitty and gritty. Every time today you hear Garth Brooks, call.
6 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
So, like, you still might hear it at like 6 p.m., but guess what? That's not the time to call. So between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m., 7:35 this morning. Side note, that's when the hashtag winner is going to be called, so it's nonstop.
It is a Garth Brooks circus and money on top of that. So it's a full play. Let's do this.
This is your national anthem with Obi and Ashley on K92.3.
All right, so here we are. The month of October, we're definitely amongst it, 7 days in. Today, can we send the national anthem out to all of the individuals who work at the random Halloween stores that pop up, okay?
Yes.
So you do have your Halloween sections in certain stores, but these pop-up shops that pop up and you have different employees that are just kind of seasonal and they're just there to just kind of help out. I've been in there a couple times with the kids. Now, okay, I'm a procrastinating dad, and we normally go in there like the 20th of October. And by that time, these stores, man, they look like they've been ransacked. Like, you've got costumes that are outside of their bags. You've got different people, you know, sometimes you have people who run out of there with their costumes on.
Yeah.
Stealing stuff.
Well, it's a nightmare for those people sometimes when everyone else leaves them a mess. And the fact that they're the ones having to clean it back up, get them back in the packages, make sure all the correct parts are in each thing that has like little knickknacks with it to complete a costume.
I mean, for realsies, this isn't a focus on the real nightmare that is before Christmas.
Right.
This is to encourage you as you get in there today. Just know that people are so excited about the holidays upon us. And if you could have that little extra grace, we thank you as we go into those shops to shop. Man, act like you're home. I mean, put some stuff away, okay? Let's do that for the Halloween shops this morning. The national anthem from Obi and Ashley.
You see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Obie and Ashley on K92.3, also the station. With your Garth Brooks tickets. That show right around the corner, happening next week, as a matter of fact.
Crazy. Craziness.
So first of all, just to kind of paint a picture over the weekend, because we've got to give you the education as to how to win these Garth Brooks tickets. Over the weekend, we had that Thomas Rhett show. It was great catching up with Russell Dickerson and Dustin Lynch. And even with Thomas Rhett being the main thing that night, still people hunting us down for Garth Brooks tickets.
I know.
Slater and myself, we did an event at Disney. People found us at Disney and said, "We found you. We found you."
You're like, that wasn't part of the program.
They're making up their own rules. I'm like, okay. We're making it really easy today to actually start this up. Twice.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You got to listen for a Garth song between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. So every single day this week, when you hear a Garth song between those hours, 6 a.m. and 5 p.m., you got to call in. And that's seriously all you have to do. But you're going to qualify to win during those hours. At 6 p.m., you'll hear the winners. 7:35 this morning, so the one day today.
That's a special one. Yeah,
that's like an hour from right now. We're going to have the winner of the hashtag, which is just a random selection, really. And Garth's camp worked a lot with this. So if you posted anything to social media, you're going to want to be listening, because we're going to have to read out your name, that whatever it might be, on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to know that you won that.
And if you're just hearing about the hashtag, that's okay. This is not going to be the first time that because you hashtag the picture, you could win Garth Brooks tickets, okay? But for right now, the first time that you're going to win this hour is once you hear Garth. We are your Garth station. This is K92.3. Russell Dickerson on K92.3. By the way, we had a great time. Great time with Russell Dickerson over the weekend.
He's so awesome.
And let's just say something like this. Some of these artists, we had a chance to see Russell Dickerson at New Faces Showcase. The way he's developed now, we saw him on stage, right, Ash? I went to you and I was like, yo, his stage presence is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, how much confidence after they go on tours with like some bigger artists that they learn from, like a Garth Brooks that like is the best at what he does.
Well, and there's no doubt about it. Taylor Swift has said this in interview after interview, that Garth was one of the people who took her under his wing. So Taylor Swift is where she is now because of a rock star like Garth Brooks. I mean, guys, we're talking about the equivalent to the Beatles here, and we're going to have him at the Sanford's Barn next week. So we're trying desperately to work out every effort we can to get you these tickets. Last week, it was listening to Garth Brooks songs in a certain time. We also developed this hashtag where now you guys have been using like crazy. Garth's camp is going to pick somebody off of that here shortly. But we do have somebody to get. Good morning. K92.3, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, who's this?
Katie.
What's up, Katie? What are you doing?
I'm trying to qualify for those Garth tickets.
Okay, good deal, Katie. You're being very sharp with it. You are our caller number 9.
You're qualified. You're one step closer to getting to the barn. Those tickets, there's not a lot of tickets at all. So now at least your name is in the running.
All right.
Yeah, you know what's good is that the next 8 people behind you, we're going to get them all qualified too, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Boom. Okay, so every single time you hear a Garth Brooks song, Ashley, tell them again.
Yep, you just got to call. And that's the thing is you got to be listening for it. It's not like we're going to come on here and be like, okay, here's your Garth song. Call now. You have to be listening closely for those Garth Brooks songs to win.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Okay, so before I get into all the Garth news, we have to give a huge shout out and congratulations to our local guy, Michael Ray. Got married over the weekend to Carly Pierce. And what's funny is there was a lot of things that People Magazine got the exclusive on. So the first picture, we only really have one picture so far of the couple. Super cute. And it was in Nashville, about 15 miles north of downtown Nashville on a farm. But it actually rained all day, and the wedding and the ceremony was supposed to be outside, but there is a barn on the property that they were able to use. But some of the details, like that Michael Ray and Carly Pierce didn't want songs like the YMCA, the Chicken Dance, or the Electric Slide played. They also didn't have a big list of like celebrities or artists that were there, really. And Jake Owen, probably the biggest name, because he sang the first dance song. So they had a variety of different things going on. So had to give that a little special shout out. Of course, we love Michael Ray, but yeah.
Congratulations
to them. Don't know if they're taking a honeymoon right away, if it's time to get back on the road. Sometimes these artists don't have time for the honeymoons. But Garth Brooks, this is what I know you are looking for. We got your tickets every single hour getting you qualified. So 6 o'clock, we had a Garth Brooks song that played and you called up. So that was your first shot this morning to get you qualified. So as soon as you hear Garth Brooks song between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m., you're going to call K92.3. The phone number is on the app. It's on our website. It's on our social media pages. It's out there in many places for you to get our phone number. But also...
Save it in your phone right now. Save it in your phone. 844-254-9232. Save it under Garth.
Yes, there you go. But just know that you're getting qualified every hour. And then 6 p.m. every day this week, we're going to read off the winners' names after you get qualified every hour in the day. So just remember that. You hear Garth's song, call in. That's all you got to do. That easy. 7:35, though, a lot of people have been wondering about the hashtag, saying, wait, but I've been using the hashtag. When is a winner going to get picked for that? Well, we did find out with Garth Camp 2, going to be picking that winner at 7:35 this morning. Now, remember like how social media works. There's some handles on Instagram that can be some funky names. It could be your full name. So listen for your friends' Instagram or social media names and let them know that we're reading it out, because that's who the winner is going to be. We don't know these people. We don't know anything about them. We're just provided the name of what they have on Instagram or social media or whatever it may be coming from. So just want to let you know about that. That's at 7:35 this morning.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Hey, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
All right. All right. Okay, so we're to understand we've got Katie in Orlando.
Hey.
Nice. Katie, Orlando is really big. So what part of Orlando?
The Conway area.
Okay. Hey, my neighbor.
Oh.
Nice.
No favoritism.
All right, going up against April out in Chuliota.
Good morning.
Woo, love Chuliota. All right, neighbors, we got a chance to say good morning to you guys. Why don't you guys say good morning to each other?
Good morning.
Love it, love it. All right, here we've got the beautiful Ashley. She's got 3 questions for you. The questions aren't that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound and having the right answer, that's how you win this here showdown. All right, ladies?
Yep. Okay,
cool.
Let's go.
Okay, so let's get those buzzer sounds so this way we know who feels they've got the right answer to what. So, Katie over there by Conway, what's going to be your sound today?
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Ooh,
love it.
Ooh,
got the keys to my Jeep.
Bro.
April and Chuliota, what's going to be your buzzer sound? That's not a good sound. That doesn't work. Yep.
That works.
Okay, good
cheer.
We like that one. All right, so here we go with the O-Town Showdown.
Question number 1. Since you are playing for tickets to see Miranda Lambert at the Amway, which voice coach was she married to?
Beep, beep.
Oh, what you got, Katie?
Blake Shelton.
Yes.
That didn't work out.
Nice work. Nice work, Katie. All right, April, Chuliota, you need at least 1 to stay in the game.
All right, question number 2. What unit of length is abbreviated by CM?
Ooh.
Beep.
What you got, Katie?
Centimeter.
Hey!
That's
right.
Yeah!
Right? Yeah, Katie! That's two for you. Back to back like that makes you the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
So you are going to see Miranda Lambert and Maren Morris at the Amway. But here's the other cool thing. You're now also qualified for the flyaway to Napa to see Maren at Live in the Vineyard.
Awesome.
Man, right? Good stuff. Now, April, this is our favorite part here. Come on in here for this air hug. Come here, girl.
Bring it in. Come on.
That's a really good squeeze. Right, yeah. Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of
The O-Town Showdown.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
In the morning.
7:25 and 9:25 in the morning, we get to spotlight a positive story. And this one's pretty cool because it's one of our own country artists.
Yeah, so this is going to involve Eric Church because Eric Church is the one who did the right thing in this case. But not really. It had to lead up to him to have the opportunity to do the right thing. Okay, so let's throw this out there to anybody who's ever decorated a sign, anybody who's ever taken the poster board to a concert and you've written whatever it was on there. In the past, we've done a doing the right thing about the kid who said I needed beer money and ended up raising almost $1 million and donating it to charity. In this case, let's talk about McKenna Wallace, okay? McKenna Wallace is 10 years old. She was at the show in San Francisco holding up a sign that said, "Will you sponsor my school and me doing a jogathon?"
Nice.
Eric Church, and the video is so much better than me explaining it, but the video, you see Eric Church walk out into the catwalk, and he sees this sign. It's in neon green, and Eric Church says, "Hey, what's that sign say? Somebody grab that sign." So security has to walk over to McKenna. They grab the sign from her. By the way, smooth move. McKenna was wearing aviator sunglasses, just like Eric Church. Eric Church reads the sign in front of the entire stadium, and he says, "You know what? I got you."
Well, because how much of a jerk would he look like if he didn't? I mean, he already read the sign out loud to the whole crowd.
Well, it turns out that McKenna was only looking to raise about $735 when Eric Church and his wife sent a $10,000 check to the school.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Wow. So again, you know, we say that Eric Church is the one who was doing the right thing, but, you know, God's afforded him the funds to be able to do stuff like this. But McKenna and your parents, man, smart thinking. So there you go. Next time you want to write an important message on your poster board, it could be worked out just like that. So $10,000 going to their school thanks to McKenna Wallace and Eric Church right there doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
So we were telling you over the weekend to use the hashtag Get Me to Garth, only because Garth Brooks and his camp, they were going to be sifting through all those, looking at all those pictures, reading all the stories and whatnot. And then, of course, they handed some of us some really great stuff to us, too.
Well, and we have been provided a name and a number. So all we can hope is that they answer and that they pick up. So I believe her name is Carrie.
I think Slater's already got on the line. Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Where are you right now?
I'm actually driving.
Yeah, what part of town?
Melbourne.
Okay. Well, you know, Garth's camp has been sifting through all the hashtags, the K92.3 Get Me to Garth.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just want to know the story behind the picture.
All right. Well, my husband, Tech Sergeant Barr, he deployed in May. We had a 3-month-old and a 2-year-old, and he's coming back this Wednesday from Africa. This was his first deployment with the kids, so I know that was extra hard on him, missing all the babies first. So she was just about to be 3 months old when he left. And wow. I would love to surprise him with the Garth Brooks tickets, because that's one of his favorite artists. So.
Well, love the story and love his service. And as a matter of fact, oh my God, love on you, raising those kids as small as they are without him around. Just know that we've been afforded the opportunity from Garth's camp to give you these tickets.
Seriously?
Yes! You're the winner, Carrie!
Awesome! Oh my God!
What is your husband's name?
His name is David Barr.
David Barr. And so is he's going to be home literally this week?
Yes, on Wednesday he flies home into Orlando.
Good, that gives you guys enough time to go shopping for clothes.
Definitely, and a babysitter.
Yes.
Hey, if you can't find one, just know that my wife and I will leave our night open so we can take care of your kids.
Oh, man.
You may want to background check us.
Oh, my gosh.
I might need to do that.
Carrie, congratulations, and thank you so much for hashtagging it with K92.3. You're going to see Garth at the Barn in Sanford next Wednesday, the 16th, okay?
Awesome. You guys are awesome.
Well, we've even got more news because that was just a Garth Brooks song that we just played.
Yeah, exactly. So congrats to Carrie and David who are going to go see Garth. That's already taken care of, but we are still getting those qualifiers that are calling in. Don't forget, we're getting 9 qualifiers
right
an hour. Yes, every time you hear that Garth song.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, 0 texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Greg, overall South OBT, get into your story.
Hey guys, thanks for helping me out with this. I'm calling because I went on a date with this girl named Lori. I don't know, there was something between us. There was like that magic that you don't always find, you know. And it was on the first date. We drove out. We went bowling, which is kind of an unusual thing maybe for a first date. But it just, I don't know.
No,
we were both kind of into
it.
Yeah,
sounds good to me.
Okay. After that, we had ice cream, and then you know, I took her back and dropped her off at her place, and you know, we had a little moment, and then she went inside. And so at this time, now, a week later, I've texted her and called her, and I sent her a message over social media. Okay. And I have not heard anything back.
Wait, rewind to where you said you had a moment. Like a moment of awkwardness where you feel like something happened, or a moment like, yeah, a kiss or something like that?
There was going to be a kiss, and then it kind of got close, and then, I don't know, maybe I chickened out or something, but it didn't quite happen. But it felt like it was there, you know?
Interesting.
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, you know, we're not miracle workers. We're going to try to get Shannon on the line and see if we can't get the both of you talking, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, would love to speak to Shannon, please.
Shannon is speaking. Who's this?
Shannon, my name's Obi, and that's Ashley. So you've got two of us on the line. We both do a morning radio show for the big station in town, K92.3.
What?
Good morning.
So the radio station, K92.3, we do something on our morning show where we try to put people back together again.
Hang on. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Hey, Shannon. So I'm Ashley. I'm Obi's co-host here. We're on the radio. And Greg reached out to us, so we're just trying to reach out and see if there's anything we can do to get you guys back together.
Wait.
Okay.
You're radio people?
Yes.
Yes, and this is all
know about a date that I went on?
Because of Greg.
Yeah, and we're trying to get you on another date. See? This is all good and positive.
A little weird and creepy. How did you get my number?
Okay, so Shannon, the reason why we're calling you is because Greg would like to get back together with you. Is that possible?
Oh my God. Is this a prank call? Because, like, I don't understand.
Shannon, it's okay. If it's not possible, if you don't want to get back together with Greg, that's all we need. It's just, like, why?
And this is going to be on the radio.
Well, we're just trying to help you guys out. What exactly did he do that you're uncomfortable with this?
Well, I think he discriminates. And I don't like it.
In what way?
Against you? Did he discriminate against you?
Oh, no, not against me. But he drives an Uber, and there are certain neighborhoods that he doesn't go to. And that's discriminating, and I don't like it.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let's backtrack again. You said he drives an Uber?
Yes. He told me over ice cream that he sometimes gets calls to go to places, and he just doesn't go.
Places like what?
Because of where they are. He flat out said he won't go to Fairmore and he won't go to Pine Hills.
But what's your issue
what
with
time
it?
Of day, it doesn't matter. What's my issue?
Yeah.
I think it's wrong. It's his job. For me, it's a morality thing.
Wow.
If I drove an Uber or a taxi or anything like that, like, that's my job. I go to where the fares are.
No, Shannon, I hear where you're coming from, so why don't we do this? Let's bring Greg into this conversation. He is on the line, and he had a chance to hear all this.
Of course he is.
Shannon, hi. Wow. That's a little surprising to me. I'm not, just for the record, I'm not discriminatory or you know, racist or whatever it is you're trying to say. You are, because you didn't call me back for a long time. But, you know,
I'm racist and discriminatory because I haven't called you back.
Well, you're discriminating against me. That's all I'm saying. Look, I worked hard to get this car. Maybe I don't go to a couple places here and there because I don't want to get my car messed up. I mean, they don't even tip.
Wow.
It's like,
wow.
I'm talking.
Wow. You're just really digging yourself a hole, aren't you?
What kind of car do you drive, Greg?
It's a 2019 Cadillac Escalade, and it's all cleaned up. It's fresh, and I don't have to go into certain neighborhoods if I don't want to. I mean, I have the right to refuse.
Oh, wow.
Well, and I don't want to get into all that.
I can go on certain dates that I want to, and I have the right to refuse.
Ooh.
Totally. Yeah, we're not trying to push this on you, Shannon, at all, and we're not trying to get into the legalities of what Uber's rules are about where the drivers can and can't go or where they want to go either. So, Greg, I mean, I don't know what you want to do about this.
I don't like people accusing me of stuff like that. Look, it's not about anything except keeping my car clean and doing the job that I want to do. I've worked hard to get to this place. And look, I made you finish your waffle cone before you got back in the car. It's not. I'm just trying to keep the car clean.
Whoa.
I'm not interested. It puts a bad taste in my mouth that you decide that certain people aren't going to tip you well based on where they live. It's not me.
Wow. Hey, and there you go. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're being such a...
Hey, I heard that.
Okay.
Home of Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Obie and Ashley in the morning. This is K-92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. All right, so today is definitely a circus of a day. But listen, this is a good circus where you get the benefit. There are no animals. There is a Garth Brooks, though.
Yes, he's an animal in this case, for real.
So a little bit earlier today, we were trying to just kind of over-educate because we know that this week's going to be a little cray-cray with the fact that we've got these Garth Brooks tickets for you every single hour. And the way that you're winning them is you're winning them by just listening for his song between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. So we've already hooked up two people. There has yet to be a Garth Brooks song that has played in this hour yet.
Yeah, so just remember that when you hear that song, we're going to take nine people. You're all going to be qualifying to win. And then this evening in the 6 p.m. hour, you'll hear the winners' names announced. So you definitely want to be listening at 6 p.m. too, on top of the rest of the day when you're qualifying. Because remember, when we say qualifying, it's because there's only so many tickets that Garth's camp is able to give away to get you into the barn. This isn't a Amway show. This isn't a huge arena or stadium. It is at the barn. This is like the one time you're only going to see him in this intimate setting.
Well, and yesterday it was funny because I had friends who stopped on the road to take pictures of the billboard that we have running right now. Because the billboard, if you're running down I-4 or you're running down in any of your respective neighborhoods, look at those billboards because Garth Brooks' face is huge.
Yes, I love it. Yeah.
Huge. So just a reminder that this is a big deal. I mean, when we talk about the Beatles and we talk about Michael Jackson and we talk about people who have sold album after album after album, I mean, Garth Brooks is up there.
He's
so this
beat
is
them
epic.
All out.
Yeah. He's an icon. He is an icon. And we're taking this larger-than-life character and shoving him in the barn.
And we do have to say really quick that shout out to Carrie Barr. So she got the winner of the hashtag from social media this morning. A lot of people were wondering how we were getting that winner. So that came from us sifting through. We were provided a name to call this morning. So that
and
is
keep them
huge.
Coming.
Yeah,
keep hashtagging.
Her husband's coming back from deployment this week, which was awesome, which we found out. So very, very cool.
All right. So again, another reminder that this hour we have yet to play a Garth Brooks song. That is K92.3 Music. This is K92.3's Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Good morning.
And funny story. So over the weekend, you know, you've got a lot of individuals who are trying to get these tickets really bad to get to Garth Brooks. Now, trust me, in another 2 weeks, we won't be talking about this anymore because Garth would have already performed at Sanford's Barn and we would have been able to have a great time with him and that's all good and dandy. But can I just tell you that even somebody at one of the local dispensaries told me that they would slip me a little something behind the back door if I hooked them up with some Garth Brooks tickets. And they said, trust me, brother, you'll be good all the way up until the new year.
Holy crap. No bribery.
You know how tempting that is? You know how tempting that is?
I know, right? But just like, seriously. Well, and I think it's funny the way you explained it. Is it like, is legit like Fort Knox? Because sometimes when, you know how we're pretty good about hooking you up with tickets on K92.3, like when you call in for the O-Town Showdown and you do this and you come out to a show, we've normally got tickets like that we can give away. This is a totally different ballgame. Even we've never been through like a situation like this about how tight they're being with tickets, you know, how many people that can actually fit in the barn because they got to make sure they're following the rules from the fire marshal.
Yeah.
They're not messing around.
Man, I think about people like, you know, when the Beyoncés come to town, you know, when the Elton Johns come to town. Those are two totally different crowd groups and whatnot. Well, Garth is one of those icons. And the fact that we're going to have him here, and the fact that even Garth Brooks' camp and Garth went through all of the hashtags, the K92.3 Get Me to Garth hashtags.
Yeah, they've been looking. They've been following all of them.
Yeah, they gave us one to call this morning, and this was her reaction behind her story with her picture with the hashtag Get Me to Garth.
My husband, Tech Sergeant Barr, he deployed in May. We had a 3-month-old and a 2-year-old, and he's coming back this Wednesday from Africa.
What?
This was his first deployment with the kids, so I know that was extra hard on him.
Wow, and the fact that Garth allowed us to give her a call and give those tickets to her, like, that was really, really cool.
So
So continue with the hashtag, because Garth is one of these individuals that Mr. Brooks gets nudged in all different directions to make anything happen, including curveballs.
Exactly, and a lot of people that are asking again about that hashtag. Use it on Facebook, use it on Instagram, hashtag K92.3 Get Me to Garth.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
And hey, thanks again for being a part of the Obie and Ashley family. Remember, whether it's the National Anthem, the O-Town Showdown, doing the right thing. If you have somebody you want us to highlight to contribute, all you got to do is reach us on our Obie and Ashley Facebook page. To the future.